More than any other member of Maine's congressional delegation, Republican Senator Susan Collins has found herself under intense scrutiny lately in her home district. As we heard, Collins was a guest today on our call-in program, Maine Calling, and her appearance attracted protesters outside the Bangor studios and elsewhere. She used the platform to try to calm some Mainers' concerns about the new president, but she also had to answer to some critics. Steve Missler has the story.
Collins has been in Congress since 1997. Three presidents have come and gone, along with multiple wars, economic booms, and collapses. Those significant events have shaped opinions and political divisions. But Collins says the election of Donald Trump has yielded something she has never seen before.
I have never seen our country so polarized and divided as it is right now. And that troubles me.
In a divided country, has been increasingly difficult for Collins to navigate. Her political career was constructed on middle ground that seems to be shrinking. She deemed Trump unqualified for the presidency last year, angering the right. She's just one of two Republicans to oppose three of his cabinet picks. But that hasn't curbed the discontent among activists on the left.
This event is an open-air town hall. It's one of three that are happening all around Maine today. We also have one happening right now in Bangor.
The so-called open-air town hall meeting was held by Mainers for Accountable Leadership, a progressive group, pressuring members of Maine's congressional delegation to resist the Trump presidency. Cecile Thornton of Auburn was among a group of about 50 who gathered in Lewiston to urge Collins to hold a town hall meeting.
We need to feel that she's representing us, and we really don't feel that she is.
Thornton's concerns mirror those of others, vocalized in previous demonstrations and social media.
Because she seems to be playing both sides of the coin, and it's irritating to those of us who are aware of that, and we want to call her out on it.
Activists like Thornton have been particularly concerned that Collins has made political calculations in opposing Trump's cabinet picks, including Education Secretary Betsy DeVos. Collins was a vocal opponent of DeVos and voted against her, but she's also been criticized for allowing DeVos's confirmation to move forward out of committee. When challenged again on the issue, Collins gave a familiar answer.
I believe that each and every senator should have the right to vote on a cabinet nominee.
Collins's belief in the rules and traditions of the Senate is well documented, but that adherence to tradition is being tested in the current climate. On Tuesday, she held a 40-minute meeting with a group that's vowed to hold her accountable. And when it was over, Collins was blasted on social media for asking the group to help direct comments to her website so that other constituents could get through on the phone. While all members of Maine's congressional delegation are under pressure, Collins seems to be bearing the brunt. It could be her senior position in the Senate and her potential influence on key policies. Or, says Kevin Simpson, who turned out for the demonstration in Lewiston.
Lower expectations.
Lower expectations, that is, for Simpson's other representative in Congress, Republican Bruce Poliquin. Simpson says Collins is more rational, persuadable. Those traits have made Collins one of the most popular senators in the country. But popularity hasn't spared Collins from the heightened scrutiny confronting other traditional Republicans. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Steve Missler.